How you sounding, Star?
It sounds a little doubled up.
It's going to sound like that. Because things are going to run a little bit differently this time, Star. I'm in Spencer's spot.
You're in charge this time?
It does sound weird, doesn't it?
It sounds real weird.
Well, I don't know how to fix it. I'm not Spencer.
Well, the delay.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's...
You're going to have to speak into the mic, Brett.
I don't know.
You're going to have to get real deep.
I don't know.
There you go.
What the cause of it is?
I don't know. You know what might the cause of it be? Is that I'm not using GarageBand. I'm using Audacity.
But we're gonna end up doing this and just
no!
talking.
You're gonna end up taking it off?
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be the late thing, right?
It sounds like that thing where you're tricking yourself.
Yeah, we're not. I'm pretty sure it's not actually recording like that.
It's not.
It sounds really nice and crisp. But see, I'm running the ship now because Spencer is sick. Oh my God! Look at this. Oh, this is a mess.
Weird. Oh no.
This is a mess. Spencer's not here. The video is off-centered. What am I gonna do over that?
You gotta fix it. You know that's your job.
I am gonna fix it.
Go fix it.
Okay, I'm gonna fix it real quick. Welcome back to We Stayed Late, the podcast that doesn't know what it's doing yet, but this is the 32nd podcast or something.
No, I think we're like at 33.
33?
Maybe.
Ooh, look at that, Brett. And we have editor Brett with us.
Yay!
How are you, Brett?
I'm doing just great. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. I feel wild and crazy. Poor Spencer's a little sick. He had to stay here till 3 in the morning.
That's how late you guys stayed?
That's how late he stayed.
Okay.
So we left at 12:30 while all the exports were done, and then Spencer made a little bed out of a yoga mat, a sandbag.
Yeah, I saw that Snapchat.
You did?
Not Snapchat. Instagram story, yes.
Yeah.
Same
and
difference.
Then guess what? And then, none of it actually mattered.
It turns out
it was all uploaded to the wrong spot.
They were like, hey, where are those video files? I'm like, oh.
All 120 gigs of it.
Yeah, they're not there. Okay, I'm going to go fix this video real quick. Star, why don't you take over?
Yeah, I'm really surprised you guys stayed so late. I didn't realize... When I'm like, God, I'm sorry, Luis. I'm gonna have to take off these headphones because I can't hear myself speak like this. It's chaos.
What was that game that they used to play?
It was just the audio delay game where you would hear yourself played back at a
jib jabber
way later than
it's
you
a
should.
A lot harder than you think.
It is, but I'm really actually having a little fun with it right now. Actually, this is going to drive me a little crazy.
Of course it is.
But I like hearing myself on the headphones.
I do too, but I can't, not at a half a second delay where I could hear my brain thoughts. I don't know, it's weird. But yeah, I didn't know you guys were staying that late. That's ridiculous, but at the same time,
we were losing
like,
our minds.
Yeah. Like, I didn't talk to you guys very much yesterday because I was like, you guys were in, like, it felt like you guys were in a zone.
We have been so busy. Star, that we haven't been able to talk, we haven't communicated.
No, we're
at all.
In the same room, even, and it's just like you guys are in like a little bubble. Every time I was like, oh, maybe I'll show them this funny clip or something, it was just like, nah, they're in a bit. I kind of maybe introduced HQ trivia, but not to you guys because you guys, again, in the zone to the room at least.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I feel like I've barely seen you since I've been working here.
Yeah, because you're behind the screens and doing the things and all the clickety-clacks.
Days went by, and I was like, I feel like...
It's been like a week.
I haven't even stuck to Star. Felt like the old days.
Also, the holidays. It did feel like the old days.
Yeah.
And that's what I was just like, okay. Even today, I was just like, they're going to be busy working. At least if I'm going to be, like, kind of, like, secluded, I'll be secluded, like, for real.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, being here, and then I could at least goof off and play music. And
did you play music?
A little bit.
I don't think you did.
I played like 90s music.
I do enjoy it.
But on my
room.
Own Spotify, not on...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a cool room. It's a little fortress of solitude.
It's not bad. Sometimes you come here to relax, to vent, to escape the real world.
Where's the couch at, though?
Oh, the couch is supposed to go right there.
There's supposed to be a couch. There was a yoga mat.
Brett, what have you been up to? What have you been doing? What's life outside of SourceFed?
You know, it's a little more lonely.
Oh,
I've been on that freelance game, so I've been doing a lot of different gigs. Let's see here.
What's one of your, you know what? before we start, this headphone thing is driving me
I
crazy.
I told you. Like, it's because you're trying to think, and all of a sudden you're like, I can't.
Think this whole time, I'm trying to fight it, but I can't. You know, this whole podcast is off. Is real bad. This is the bad podcast. This is our worst podcast.
It's only
ever.
Bad if you say it's bad. Otherwise,
this
it's just.
This is the best podcast in the goddamn world.
No, it's cool. Just call it the worst podcast, you know, that you guys have done, and it'll get a lot more views.
It'll get a lot of views. Yeah. It's going to get 800 views on YouTube.
All right.
Okay, that's fine.
That's not bad.
We still need those 1,000 subscribers.
We can't get that. I don't like the way that I look at the camera this way. I feel like...
You don't like that side of your face?
Is that your bad side?
I have to turn. No, I didn't realize the sacrifice Spencer had to make to make this
You
turn.
Never noticed? That's why he always turns to the camera?
Oh, so are you in Spencer's seat?
I'm in Spencer's seat. You're
so
in my spot.
I'm in your spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not even going to monitor these audio levels. This is going to be a crunchy, peaky level. Anyway, let's get back to you, Brett. So, Brett, what have you been working on?
Like I said, just a lot of random stuff. Right now, alongside, you know, coming back and doing some stuff for Discovery Go and Group 9, I've been doing, a few shorts. I finished up, one comedy short, and now I'm working on a kind of, I guess you could call it, a dark comedy short.
Dark comedy.
It's very, Tarantino-ish.
Yeah.
Set in the 90s, you know, kind of I would call it kind of Tarantino-ish and a little Soderbergh.
Is that with somebody that we know? Are you working with somebody?
It's actually just through a mutual friend, and they hooked me up. But it's a really cool short. I'm actually excited, you know, when it comes out. I've been working on that. And then what else? Worked for Blizzard Entertainment for a little while.
Whoa, wait, what? Yeah. What does that even mean?
Brett does Overwatch stuff.
Yeah. I just got into Overwatch. Did you know?
Oh,
that?
Is that right?
Yeah, I started the character that I got into was a healer.
Oh yeah, is that your main?
That so far, that's the one I'm kind of attached myself to.
Wait, which one, Mercy?
I don't know which one it was. She was like,
was it a girl or?
It was a girl, and she was blasting things. I could shoot people to health, or do all of them do that?
Anna.
Yeah.
Got into Anna, which is surprising because she's not very well liked.
I'm gonna give her some love. So what did you do for Blizzard? What was that?
We actually, me and the team I was working on, we literally did all the content for BlizzCon. So BlizzCon happened about, I guess, half a month ago, in November. It was October. It was
late October.
Yeah, late October. A little bit before Halloween.
Yeah.
And we did. We made probably within a 2 month period. They shot and we edited about 28 pieces of content.
What did they shoot?
Just all literally everything that if you got the virtual ticket for BlizzCon, literally every piece of content is and maybe one or two videos they did outsourced from us.
Yeah.
But probably 90% of the videos on that virtual ticket, you know, I probably had some hand in to
Now, are we talking real people or are we talking fake people?
They did a lot of creator interviews, a lot of kind of behind the scenes, like what it's like to work at Blizzard. We did some cosplay videos on with some of the creators there who you know both work in art department / you know do their own cosplay. So we did a little more easy kind of DIY cosplay,
yeah.
not quite as advanced as a lot because you know some of that stuff gets really really intense. So they did a little
more. Yeah, the costumes for the character designs for that is insane.
So yeah, so they went through and did some kind of simpler cosplay for people to do, and then one of the cooler kind of series on there was a thing we did called the Artist Journey, which basically we pulled a couple of their key artists from different games. And they basically just kind of drew one of their favorite characters, you know, on different mediums. One of them would do it pen and paper. One would do it on marker board.
Some of them
board.
Would paint it on a pastel.
Something like that, yeah. I think one person, unfortunately, we were going to have someone do, a digital, but it just didn't work out. So they had to do it on regular medium. But it would have been cool to see someone actually work the Wacom or whatever. But those turned out really good. And then they kind of told just a quick kind of story on their travels and how they got to be working at Blizzard.
How can I access this content right now?
You just need to get the virtual. Well, actually, right now, I'm not sure how it works.
It might be gone now.
Forever?
No.
That's the saddest thing. I don't like when content disappears.
I'm sure if it's not on Blizzard Entertainment's either website or on their YouTube channel. Most likely, you can probably unlock it. You know, I believe the virtual ticket itself was only like $40 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, that might just that was a paywall at the time, and that might be gone now. So it might just be accessible, you know, on the website.
So yeah, so that's
pretty fucking.
I feel like it's still under the paywall because I feel like I would have ended up just through osmosis seeing more of the content. I don't know, just because I follow. At least if it was Overwatch related, I would have hopefully have seen bits of it.
You know, speaking of Wacom, sorry, my brain's just going everywhere today.
It's okay.
speaking of Wacom, every time I see you draw or working on your tablet, mm-hmm. I feel like you're about to break it every time because you just like, because you get passionate about things and you start slamming it.
Oh,
And then you put like your food on it.
Oh, yeah.
That can't be right. That can't be good for it.
Okay, so.
Do you like to use it as a tray sometimes?
I kind of do.
You can't do that. It's so sensitive. Doesn't it like mess it up? You use one too when you edit.
They're really hardy. They're a really hardy device.
They do make them pretty tough. I mean, I primarily use mine whenever I do After Effects.
Yeah.
It's a little. I still haven't quite mastered using it to edit. I feel like I lose some of the control that I'm used to because I use a lot of shortcuts anyway. So, but yeah, I think for stuff like what Star does, there's nothing better than that.
It's pretty durable.
Yeah. So my old Wacom tablet that I used to have before this one, it didn't die because it broke. It died because Wacom and Apple stopped making drivers for it.
Oh yeah, you told me.
It was that old, and it was still working and functioning and great. The pen was still working. I lost buttons on the pen, but the pen itself was like. And I ate everything on that thing. It was my food tray. Hot stuff, cold stuff.
The thing must have got real greasy.
I would clean it. It'd be fine, but. Like, it would have scratches on it because it's like I've used it for almost a decade. And then when the drivers didn't update anymore, I was like, well, I have to get a new one. And I was like, this one I'm going to treat nice because there's no way this one's going to last as long as that other one.
Yeah.
And, of course, over time, it's just like little by little, I'm like, okay, yeah. And so I won't eat things that are super, super hot on it. And I try not to eat something that's super, super cold on it.
Yeah, like a hot bowl of soup.
Yeah, I'll move the liquids out of the way. But, I mean, every once in a while, if I'm like eating a salad or something, like, that's no harm, no foul. I'll just eat that on top of it.
So, Star, if you don't mind me getting a little techie with you here.
Yes, that's
fine. We love the techies.
Well, two questions for you, Wacom. First of all, I believe you had the wireless mod. For it, right?
Yeah, I always use the cord anyway.
Which I always kind of looked into, but I don't use it enough.
The little wireless mod thing, finding it, keeping it charged, it's like this big, and I already still have to use up a USB slot, so what's the difference between just having the cord?
Hmm. Was there a delay when you have the wireless?
No, it's fine. It's just that at some point you still have to charge the tablet anyway and plug it in, so I kind of, it's easier for me to find the cord than it is to find the little bugger.
Okay. And then my second question is: Have you looked into / thought about getting one of the
Cintiqs?
Yeah.
I have that at home.
Oh, you have that at home.
Yeah, that was my big purchase last year.
That's awesome.
So Cintiq and Wacom, they're two different things.
Cintiq is a brand of type of
tablet.
Wacom tablet.
Wacom. Okay. Yeah, it's
just like the Wacom that I have. It's technically the Intuos Pro. That's thing. But everyone just calls them Wacom tablets because they're all Wacom tablets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But the Cintiq I will not eat on, because it's at an angle. It is at a curve, so I can't. Which is really...
You could put something there like a little M&M and put your mouth at the other end and just let it slide down your mouth.
But it does get like food stains on it because this is what I do at home. Because it's gigantic. It was way bigger than I thought it would be. I thought it was like, like a little monitor. A little monitor, like yay big, but it's like a TV screen on my desk, so it barely fits with the monitors and stuff. So I just scooch it down, and so I eat in this like little crevice of a space because I'm gonna watch shows while I'm eating, and so it still gets like backsplash from like things that I'm eating, and I'm like, oh no, I have to constantly clean it.
That I would be terrified if I had something that expensive. I think when I get a new phone,
they're
I just try to
hardy.
Break it.
I broke my phone this weekend, so it's okay. And then I got it fixed.
I'm sorry. I'm sad that so Star used to have this really cool. Are you still recording?
Oops.
You better put that in the vlog.
No,
just
it's
a recording
black.
Of a table.
It's just darkness, or it's the ceiling, whichever.
Now listen, we have questions from the Slack. Do you know Slack? Did you know that we have a Slack group for our podcast?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's legit.
People are roommates
we
now
have a
because
little
of
community.
Slack.
It's so
they
sweet.
Met up in New York. Our little wow. Slack family. We love you.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw a little bit of that video. It was very well done.
Yeah, it was very nice. So let's jump on some of these questions.
I just realized I missed an HQ trivia.
You what?
HQ trivia just went because we recorded and I missed it.
What is HQ trivia?
It's an app. It's a game show that everyone's like the new trendy thing right now.
I don't know what that is.
This is what I tried to explain yesterday, but you guys were super busy.
Is it like, what is it?
Is it like
explain
the, is it
okay,
like
so
new
I think
friends?
It's this is the thing. I think it's the future.
Oh my God! Wow. Everyone, hold on! It's
whoa,
the future.
Whoa!
I know it's a
whoa.
Big statement, but I sincerely believe. Okay, so it's a trivia game app.
Okay, I'm with you.
And it does something different than I think any other apps do, which is instead of trying to get your attention whenever you go to it,
yes,
it is a live show that takes place twice a day, I think once on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
Is there a host?
Yes, there is a host. It is a show, and it is a trivia game show. So now think Periscope, but with trivia questions that you play along. And
I can
the,
play.
You could play. You're playing along. It's a live show. And if you make it to the end, you split the prize money with whoever also makes
wait, there's
it to
actual
the
money involved?
There's money. You get money. Like, it's a game
this
show.
This sounds
and
like Jeopardy for millennials.
Yes. And you are a contestant, and it's trivia, and it's super, super fun. And if you download it, HQ Trivia, use my referral code Starlene for extra lives, please.
Wait, what do you mean? Are you being sponsored by these
no,
people?
No, this is me going, okay, so if you get people to sign up and you use the referral code, you get a free life once per game. Because if you get the question wrong, you're out. That's it. I mean, you can keep watching, but you can't keep going.
And if you win, is this real money?
Yes, it's real money.
Wait,
they PayPal you money.
So I'm going in. This guy's like, welcome to the video game.
Welcome to HQ Trivia. I'm your host, Scott. I forget his last name. And he like...
a white male.
It is. But every once in a while, there's another lady named Sharon who's
okay.
Really pretty too. But like...
gotta be pretty for these
guys. Well, yeah, they're game shows. And they're wearing a suit. It's the whole... It's like it's a show. And it's cheesy jokes and puns. It's really silly. The graphics are really great. The music's really great. It's just like... It is choice.
Like, I feel so left out. Like, I don't know.
I
missed the whole thing.
You guys were so busy yesterday. Yeah. I showed the game at noon. Like, I went and like was like, this is the game. And because it's legitimately a show on its own with no like... thing behind it.
But what
like,
if I miss the? What if I miss the game?
I missed the game just now.
You missed it.
Yeah, but gosh. I mean that means tomorrow at noon, and if nobody wins the grand prize, the money rolls over. But
and how much time do I need to dedicate to this game?
It's 10. It's 15 minutes. That's it. From the time you get the alert to like it's starting. Each question you have 10 seconds from the time the host starts talking. So you don't have a lot of time at all.
What kind of money are we talking about here?
So far, average, the prizes have been $1,000, but okay. And and the winners range between, from when I started playing, I've seen like 11 people win it, to up to like 88.
Okay.
Depending on the questions that day.
Is that because they're all on the same team, or because they all tied, technically?
It's just tied. It's okay. Whoever gets to the last, if you get to question 12 and you get the answer, then it's whatever, you split whatever that prize money is. Last Thursday, they did an $8,000 prize.
I need to pay some bills.
And the thing is, like you feel like you have a chance, and then of course, like the question, it's like the range of trivia is so broad that there's going to be topics that you just don't know.
Okay. And how much time do you have to answer that question?
10 seconds. It's so good. Here's the thing:
there's no time to be like, "Hey, Google."
No, not time at all. Because otherwise, I would have probably tried to do that too.
Yeah.
It's invented by the guy, one of the people who made Vine, who's a nutcase. The reason why people know about this thing right now is because last week there was this big controversy because they were doing like a little fluff piece about the main host, Scott. Like he's a comedian in New York, and they were just like, oh, this little app's getting some traction. Who is this host?
Yeah.
Let's find out. And they interviewed him and all this stuff. And it was going to be a nice little like fluff piece about like, oh, here's this charming host of HQ Trivia, the new app. And the guy who created the game lost his shit about it and threatened to fire the guy if the Daily Beast posted the article.
Wait, after the fluff piece?
the Fluffies hadn't come out. The Daily Beast just, like, you know, sent it ahead to the HG Trivia, like, their PR team, like, hey, this is the thing we're about to post. Because it's nothing bad. It's just like, hey, so that you could promote it too kind of thing, you know? And, like, just the guy just lost his mind and was just like, no, like, how dare you do this? And da, da, da. And, like, so.
Wait, what did they do? They just talked about the host.
Yeah. And so the Daily Beast was like, well, now the story's going to be about how you're insane. Jeez. Trying to stop us from writing about your host for your thing that we're kind of promoting. Yeah. Like, it's all that. And at the reasoning behind it, they think it was, is because the host, he's a freelancer. Uh-huh. So it's like contract work. And now the app is getting popular because he's also a good host.
So you're going to have to pay him more.
So you have to pay him more, and there's contract negotiations and things like that. So the more important he is, the more leverage he has, obviously. So that's why he didn't want the piece to come out, because it's like, we don't want the show, because it's not about him, it's the app. But you have a good host, it carries your stuff, as we know from, like, everything online. Like, like, it's good to have a charming host.
The host will take you pretty far.
This is, I'm looking at this. It says, why live phone trivia game HQ doesn't stand a chance. Mashable.
Oh, well, that's, is that today?
This is today.
Oh, well, here's the thing. There's nobody funding it right now. So all the money that's coming from is coming from, like, these people who invented Vine, and obviously they sold it. So it's like...
Wait, so when... so right now there's...
It's all, like, self... Right now it's self-funded, and I think
Who has the money to pay people thousands of dollars?
The guy who invented Vine, who got paid out by
Twitter. So this is kind of like pet project right now? And they're,
right now,
they're trying to find a way to make it viable?
I think so. Just like how Vine, in the beginning, it started off and they sold it. I think that's what they're trying to do. Is, like, they're building up hype. Because they get... After this whole debacle with the bad press, they ended up going from, like, 20K people playing every time the game to 120K people come in and, like, play with you.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And what's funny is, like, the questions still come down. Like, it's between, like, sometimes it's just 10 people who win out of 120.
I guess
it's
you just
wild.
Have to, I guess
I'm going to download this app right now.
I guess we'll
do
I just have to be careful, because
it sounds like you can't
buy new lives, can you?
That's the thing. The only way you get new lives are from referral codes from your friends, which is mine is Starline, Starline, spelled Starline. You know, hook a girl up with some extra lives, because I play it every day.
Hook a girl up.
And you only get one to use one extra life per game. So it's not like you could build up on extra lives and just keep going. No, it's like once. So I need you guys to help me out, because I've only gotten to question six every time. Question six.
Is it every day?
It's every day, twice a day, once on the weekends.
Okay, well, we'll do it tomorrow.
We're gonna stop what we're doing.
Yeah,
and
it's
all
at lunch.
Play.
It's at noon exactly.
So
and at 6 p.m.
It's good for us, because everywhere else it's like 1, 2, 3, right? You know, like in New York, it's at 3 o'clock.
For them, it's at 3 and 9. For us, it's at noon and at 6.
I pulled
over on my car yesterday on my way home to play. Because I got the alert and I was like, oh, shit, this is 15 minutes. Let me pull over. Because I didn't want my signal to go in and out. And I still lost the question six. So mad.
What's that? What was the question?
I don't remember what yesterday's was, but today I lost out because they were like, what's the correct way to spell irresistible? And they showed the different ways, and they were just off. And they were all off. And, like, you have 10 seconds, so there's no, like, time to look it up. And then I spelled it. I picked the one that was spelled with the last of it was table, like T-A-B-L-E, and it's not. It's T-I-B-L-E.
Irresistible.
Yeah.
Tibble.
So I went with the sound, like table, resistible. Yeah. That's a tuh. Let's go. Boom. Wrong. Yeah,
definitely.
And I got knocked out.
I need to have two phones.
Ava covered this yesterday too. Like, it's weird. Like, not weird. It's not surprising. She's on what's trending, so she's covering what's trending. But it is trending, and it is super fun.
Hey, guys, follow Ava Gordy.
Yeah, follow Ava.
Why aren't you following her?
Watch what's trending and like the videos that she's in.
And use STARS
use
promo code.
Use promo code, Starline.
Today's
HQ
podcast
Trivia.
Is sponsored by STAR.
I wish it was sponsored by HQ Trivia. I'd be stoked.
We need to get – we're me and Spencer are trying to think of a plan to get Slack to sponsor this podcast.
I know. You
Because
I think
about
it starts by emailing.
Oh,
them,
I thought
probably.
That was the thing that was that. I thought you guys were sponsored by Slack.
No,
no.
Just use it.
Okay, so
we just
use
it to communicate with our fans. And,
okay,
but now we're getting locked out by the paywall.
Yeah,
and I don't like paywalls.
And then
I don't like them.
We figured out how much it would actually cost to, like, pay
It'd be hundreds.
It's thousands of dollars because it's per user.
No, it's per active user.
It's per active user, but still, like, it's thousands of dollars. Like, and so, wow. God forbid.
Slack, please. We have a community of people who want to communicate, who want to talk, and they can't. I'm looking over here at
well,
these questions.
But Slack's also a business, and that's why.
But we're a business. We're not a business. But we brought people together. Don't you want that? They could be like, hey, look, Slack. We're Slack. We brought people together. We made roommates.
I know. I think full well they should sponsor us. That would be great. Slack should totally sponsor us.
So we're going to find a game plan because I'm looking at these questions to find out what we should start with. But they stop at November 4th, November 7th.
We're going to start writing them down.
That's true. We're going to have to save them. It's a goddamn shame. Okay. Let's see. What do we have here? We got some questions. What kind of questions do I like here? I don't know. What is your desktop background?
Desktop background.
Yeah. Right now, mine is...
these are some hot questions.
Is a fan art drawing that I made for Get Out because I liked it.
I think I remember you talking about that. I don't think
I drew it like when the movie came out because I love that movie and I don't like horror movies.
Is it during when he's falling?
It's when he's falling in the sunken place. So it's just a drawing of the main guy in the sunken place. And it was a art style that I don't normally do, so
yeah.
I liked it.
I think
so
I've seen that
it
one. It's really cool looking.
It's just there. It's subtle. It's just me. And I think it's my work computer too, so it's kind of like I'm in the sunken place. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to cycle through a couple different ones. Usually they're of the nerdy variety.
Uh-huh.
Superheroes, video games, comic book characters, all that.
I remember
stuff.
When you worked at SourceFed, you had like the whole Marvel League.
I'm definitely I forget the artist's name. There's a couple out there that do similar things. I believe Alex Ross is one of them.
Uh-huh.
Alex Ross is that hyper realistic painting.
Yeah, there's
you were talking to me about that's what the style of the Justice League.
Yeah, the Justice League poster right now is very Alex Ross.
Yeah. So I think I had a couple of his like giant ensemble of both like DC and Marvel Universe. That were pretty cool, and it's kind of fun because it's almost like a Where's Waldo picture because there's like literally 50 to 60 characters, and like every day like I'd like try and find a new one. I'd be like, who is? Because it's really hard to like tell exact because they're all
some
so
of them look
different.
The same.
Yeah, a lot of them kind of look the same. You know,
I remember
just
passing
like,
by,
going through, and like who that?
Yeah, I remember walking by your computer, and I would see, it and I'd be like, who is that hero? Mm-hmm. It looks like Captain. It looks like two Captain Americas are there.
I think it's because technically there was.
There's several Captain Americas.
I don't like how there's too many of this one character. You know what else I don't like? I don't like when superheroes face villains that are with the same powers they have.
Why?
I don't want that.
That's the classic thing where it's like not the power.
It's so boring.
It's not the power. It's the hero.
I guess. Like, there was when the Flash was going on, it was just speedster.
Reverse Flash?
Reverse Flash, Zoom.
I will say Reverse Flash has the worst name. That's a shitty name to be just reverse.
Reverse?
He's got reverse colors, and he's bad.
Oh, yeah, Reverse Flash is this a shit name, though. Like, it's like being like Superman versus reverse Superman. Like,
they have Bizarro.
Bizarro is his own name. Like, it has nothing to do. There's no super in it. It's just he's bizarre. He's kind of weird.
There's
and
one that's cyborg
really...
Superman, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a cyborg Superman.
There is, there is.
That's good. That gets really confusing, so we probably shouldn't go into
he's
that.
Like a robot. He's like a, somebody built him. Just like Bizarro was supposed to be a clone that just got real fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, or like Iron Man.
Superboy was like a clone, too, who like worked out, I guess.
Is that the little boy who goes like that?
Superboy in the 90s, he wore the leather jacket and everything. The modern Superboy just wears a white shirt and jeans, and he's just like, fuck it.
Yeah. A lot of clones in comics.
Because he doesn't have kids. Because Superman doesn't have kids. He just always has clones.
Who, Superboy?
Superman.
Oh,
Superman doesn't have children. He's just like, well, and I think it's, well, there's different reasons.
Well, then you get one of them, and then you start making Supergirl.
Well, Supergirl's his cousin.
That's true.
Supergirl's his cousin.
Batwoman.
Batwoman, I don't know why. I don't know her backstory very much. I just know she has red hair and she's a lesbian. And she
that
dates,
is all I know about her.
And she dates Montoya, who is now the Question.
What? Montoya's a Question now.
I think so.
I thought it was like, my name is Ezequiel Montoya.
I could be wrong about that.
Is that guy?
I
No, Montoya was the...
She's like she's the lady cop.
Yeah,
who
she's like Gordon's right-hand chick.
Oh.
She's dope. Yeah. But I think she's the question right now. Or she was for a little while. I don't
That's
know.
That's cool. Also, spoilers.
But this is like spoiler years ago. Alert. This is before the reset. They reset everything, didn't they?
How many resets are they doing?
There's
too many.
Resets.
Yeah, the rebirth, I guess.
The rebirth. Because it was the new 52 and then the rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with that?
Because they wanted Batman to be alive again.
Because
Dick Grayson was Batman raising his kid Damian for a bit, and then they were like, "This is boring," and they reset it, which bummed me out because I like the Bat family more than Batman. So I'm like, "You got rid of all the cool stories with them like hanging out."
There was a point where I didn't want anyone but Batman. Get rid of everybody.
Batman's so boring to me. I love, but like everybody else, all of the Robins.
Why are you gonna make
so
me
much
work?
More fun?
I guess it's a bit of work.
Well,
game.
Except Jason Todd. But even Jason Todd kind of figured himself out.
Well, you guys, speaking of superheroes, you guys heard the news about, I believe, so the new Avengers movie is coming out next summer.
Infinity War.
But
part
they,
one.
They, yes, part one. Well, actually, they lost to part one. Now it's just
Infinity War. War.
Yeah. There's no part one.
And then the next one's like Infinity War. Back again.
They don't. There is no name yet for what they're just calling Avengers 4.
Oh shit.
They're just calling it Avengers 4 right now. They don't know. We don't know what it's going to be called. It's just the working title right now.
What if
but
they get the I believe
Kevin Feige actually came out today and said that it's literally going to be the end of this modern kind of Marvel MCU.
Good.
It's literally going to like be
so
you know,
they're officially ending. This is the end of phase 3.
Technically, it'll be the end of phase 4 once we get to Avengers 4.
But that but
okay,
phase,
and then it's
from
like
phase
a...
1 of phase 4. That's the end of that collective little series.
Yeah. So you can almost think of it as like
it's a
comic
series,
run and like, or just,
it's a series
that
finale.
Just, yeah, that's ending, and they might do some spinoffs, and they might do some prequels. But like it's basically like who knows where they go from there.
I want a series finale.
I appreciate that.
Marvel movies have just been the biggest, most expensive TV series.
I don't want it to fizzle out. I want it to like have a defined ending. Yeah. We did it.
So I think his big thing was that this will be the first superhero movie that has an ending.
You know why they're doing that though, right?
Why?
Think about the amount of time because it's kids growing up.
Everyone's
right,
old.
Right.
So the people who are watching these movies now, we've all been invested in it because we've been watching it essentially since Iron Man. Mind you, I haven't seen all the Marvel movies, but
guys,
because I
been,
watched that first Iron Man,
it's been almost a decade.
Yeah,
that's true.
MCU.
And then now kids are like, "That's too
no
much."
One,
I don't
no one,
catch
when, up. When Iron Man came out, no one had any idea that that was even going to fly.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That was an independent movie.
Yeah, that was like. So you
Sundance
have
selection. In
so
Iron
you have
Man.
All this investment because we've all been essentially invested in it for a decade, and the ones who are younger, like the kids, they've been invested in it for a decade. Now, by the time this is done with Avengers 4 or whatever, they need some fresh blood.
That's true.
You need some new. You're not getting a 10-year-old into these movies and having to have them watch all of that.
That's too many.
Also,
it's too many. It's too much to ask a kid to get invested in. You got to start them fresh. So you're doing the Disney method, which is why they're owned by Disney. You give them a new thing. This is why like Disney movies used to be like the movies used to be kept in the vault, and they'd bring them back every 10 years or so because it's a fresh batch of kids to get them addicted to the Disney movies again. So they're gonna reset
they're
and
like
try to get
dealers.
A new thing. A
little bit.
It's smart.
A little bit.
It's smart because the Marvel movies. Somebody was out there like, who watches like Cars and like is or not Cars? It was like who. Why did Disney invest so much in Marvel? Like, why are they going to, like, make a whole, like, potential Marvel world at Disneyland and all that stuff? And I'm like, the Marvel movies are the Disney princes.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Like, there's the princess line. You have your classic, but, it's very much marketed to the girls. Marvel's marketed to the boys, even though it's kind of like, come on. But the Marvel movies are the Disney princes.
Yeah. Totally. I remember there was a time where I was worried about Disney because I was like,
Chris.
I didn't know what they were going to do. I was like, it seems like Disney's not doing anything anymore. But now Disney's like the fucking powerhouse.
They know what's
up. They've been killing it. Did you guys see Coco?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm going to see
it. Did you like it?
I'm going to see it when my mom visits. I'm going to take her to go see it for Christmas.
No. I haven't seen it. Everyone tells me it's really good.
Yeah. Check it out.
I used to see all the Pixar movies, but then Cars 2 came out.
That's the thing. You're
not
supposed to see
Cars.
Watch. Cars is what makes them the money. Cars is the reality TV show of Pixar movies. What brings the money in, all the merchandise, all the toys.
Sweet merchandise.
All the toys, sincerely. It's because of the toys. And then that gives them enough money to go make the good stuff.
The merchandising ruins movies sometimes. You know,
No, it saves them because they don't make enough money. Like, there's movies that are so expensive.
I believe that's how most animated shows actually
make their money.
Yeah, actually keep going.
It's through merchandise.
Toys, yeah. If they don't make good toy sales, the animated show tends to die. That's why the Justice League or the Young Justice died because they didn't sell enough toys.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because they were marketing all their toys to little boys when their audience was a bunch of fucking teenagers and mostly teenage girls. They weren't marketing to them. So they weren't buying the toys because it wasn't for them. So they canceled the show, and then there was a big ol'.
But it's coming back.
Yeah, because enough of these teenagers were like, bring back my show.
Yeah.
I want my teen drama with superheroes.
I sounded weird. Me and Brett saw Justice League.
Oh, you did?
Did you see Justice League?
I did not.
I came in with very low expectations.
Did you guys like it?
That's the secret to a lot of superhero movies in general. Go in with a low expectation. You'll go in there like,
I'm going to hate this fucking movie. And then you say, oh, it's not bad.
It turns out it's almost like every other super movie you've ever seen. It's fine.
True.
It's just fine.
Yeah. Okay,
it's a lot
fine.
Of fun. It's a lot of fun when you watch it. And you know, I'll probably see it again when it comes out on Blu-ray. But
it was
a lot of.
Like I won't watch Batman v Superman again, but I'll watch this movie again. I was tempted to rewatch it in theaters.
I mean, I'll probably go see it at some point. It's just not on my priority list of things to watch. Like, I'd rather see Coco before that.
That's true. I should see Coco.
And I want to see the Three Billboards.
Oh, yes. I want to see that, too.
I've seen it.
There's just other movies on the priority list right now. And then December, Star Wars is coming out. So Star Wars and Coco are my December. I'm going to go see those. If I happen to be able to see, another one, it's going to be the Three Billboards.
How much money is Star Wars going to make?
So much money. All of the money.
$600
million domestic.
Opening weekend?
Opening weekend?
I'm thinking opening weekend.
I don't know.
What is the record? Is it?
I think
200?
It's gonna make more money
on
Christmas
something?
Day.
Can we get a quick look up?
Yeah,
here?
We're gonna do a quick looky look. I haven't seen any of the trailers. I have no idea what to expect. And you know what?
Some of those posters,
they're spoiling some things. I didn't know this droid was in the movie. This black droid with the cute little hat, little head.
Do you know what a porg is?
A porg?
Oh, okay, never mind.
Is that in the movie?
Oh, Luis, you're so fresh. I'm not even gonna explain what it is, because if I explain what it is, then you're gonna be like, eh. So that's just
the
word.
Fresh to Star Wars?
That's just a word for you.
Box office mojo. That's what I forgot.
You guys, Luis doesn't know what a porg is.
Is that bad?
No, it's not bad at all. It's actually really good that you don't know, and I'm actually looking forward for you to.
Am I gonna find out when I watch Star Wars?
When you watch the movie, you will learn what a porg is.
I don't know what I'm looking for.
What? Just look up domestic all time.
This is a Google. Why am I looking it up? Domestic all time opening
weekend.
You guys,
I think it's around 210.
Isn't that cool that he doesn't know what it is? Isn't that great?
Look at this porg over here.
Don't look it up. Don't look it up. Don't. I swear to God, don't. Don't ruin it for yourself.
But look at this. Beep, 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 beep. Update. Apparently, Star Wars The Force Awakens is the number one movie with a big open.
What was it?
Let's do a guess.
I said 210. 210 million.
You're very close.
I could be like $3 million. I don't know.
It's actually $3 million. No, it's $247 million.
So even more
domestic.
It's almost $248 million. Yeah, wow. Opening.
Yeah, domestic.
And then it's Jurassic World at $208, and then blah blah blah, blah. And then Marvel's Avengers, Avengers: Age of Ultron.
No, I don't think it's going to be as much as Force Awakens.
I feel like the hype's there for this one,
but I think more people are going to wait to see it on Christmas.
Yeah,
I think people are going to wait for the actual holiday weekend.
Well, that's the thing. You're right. Maybe it won't make as much in that first weekend, the carryover will
be so much. They're gonna make make bank.
That's why they open the movie in mid-December so it can carry through Christmas.
Yeah, because then people will get the early reviews. Oh my god, you got to go see it. Blah blah blah. And then it's just like, oh, what are we gonna watch on Christmas Day when we don't want to be in the house anymore?
Star Wars.
go see Star Wars.
I want to see The Last Jedi.
Yeah, and like it's.
I was gonna say The Last Jedi's because it is, isn't it? It's like
Jedi is plural.
We've had this conversation before.
I don't think it's Jedi. It's just Jedi.
Jedi, because in Spanish it says Los Últimos Jedi. So that means it's plural.
Yeah, it's plural.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. This isn't a debate.
We're not debating here. This isn't a podcast about debate. It's a podcast about talking.
What's the next question?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Star.
We go on town.
We got to work together on this to do one job that Spencer does. Okay. Oh, God, this is long. Okay. You've given the chance to send 30 seconds of video. This is by Martin. Sorry. You've given the chance to send 30 seconds of video back in time to anyone in the past.
Oh, no.
To who, when, what would you send it to? Parentheses. And we live in a non-multiverse universe. So if something changes, it affects you, and you remember what was before the change.
Oh, I like that they established the time travel
rule. So this can affect us directly.
Yes.
I like this.
Oh, no.
So it doesn't split off and splinter.
You know what, though? I think I, every once in a while, like, go through, like, my brain and think about if I could. Like, I do, that's just a mental exercise I do all the time, and I always end up at the same conclusion. Uh-huh. Where it's like, if I could go back and, like, change a couple things uh-huh. and, like, guide myself, and then I realize, and, like, and every time I go, yeah, but then I wouldn't have done this. Like, do that, I'm like, if I go back and I change this and avoided this person or did this, I wouldn't have ended up working at SourceFed. I wouldn't have done this. Because it's like everything I did led up to those, like, moments. Like, I could pinpoint how and why things happened. And even though I was going through some shit. Yeah. Like, I was trying, I'm like, how can I, like, not go through that awfulness again? I'm like, but sincerely, it's just like, I wouldn't wish that on anybody or anything, but it's just like, yeah, but if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't have been at this particular party because I went to this party because I was trying to do this. And if I hadn't gone to that party, I wouldn't have met Danny. And if I wouldn't have met Danny, I wouldn't have worked here. So it's like,
wow.
Unless I figure out how to do it where it could still end up at that particular party, or I could actually, like, still have these other things happen where I meet certain people, then it's like, yeah, so I don't know I don't know what video I would send back to who or what, because I wouldn't want to not be where
God
I'm at.
Damn it, you're
right,
Star. I had an answer, and I think I shouldn't do it.
Because I'd be so afraid of, like, fucking it up.
Well, because my original answer was like, oh, I'll just do the old Back to the Future thing. I'll watch a compilation video of, like, the Super Bowl wins.
Oh.
Send that back, and then I can make bets. And be
rich.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
But then I would be a different person because I wouldn't be going through the struggle. I'd be like, oh, fuck this.
I don't know. If I could go back and, like, okay, take it back. If I could go back if I could go back and somehow arrange or where I am now suddenly a millionaire.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, SourceFed. I'd rather be a fucking millionaire.
Man, I'm trying to. I'd
rather have a million.
It would be a tight 30 seconds, you know? This team won, this team won, this team won, this team won, this team won. I'm like, whoop.
How long do you think it would take you, your past self, to, like, believe the video and to make the bet?
Oh, probably immediately.
Well, first,
I'd give it a chance.
Let's be honest. First of all, you're probably showing this, like, on a smartphone or something. So that alone should blow my mind. You should be like, wait, what is this thing that it's
wait,
on?
Are you sending the video back in, like, an email? Do you have to compress it for, like, old, like, 10 years ago standards?
Wait, is there a 10-year...
It doesn't say at any time.
Okay. Oh, at any time.
To anyone in the past, to who, when, and what would you send? To who? Me. When? 10 years ago. What? Mm-hmm. What I just said.
Okay, well then maybe I don't have to go that far back in the past. Maybe I go a year. I could redo this year. That's fine. That's not too far back.
You're right.
Just redo the one year a little better.
I'll redo this one year
and maybe, like, figure out a way to be like, hey, I know you're broke, but invest all your money in this
Bitcoin.
And, like, it's enough to maybe Bitcoin. Like, yeah, maybe go.
Guys, I don't know anything about Bitcoin.
I know, like a little,
but maybe, like, this past week, Bitcoin, I think, is about to hit, like, $9,000 a Bitcoin.
I don't know what that means, Star.
It's It's all fake money. Everything's fake. But crypto for whatever reason, people are like investing a ton of money.
Should I buy it?
I would go. I mean,
well, the thing is,
I've got $10.
The thing is that there's other currencies as well. There's currencies called Ripple.
Ethereum.
Yeah.
I almost think I almost pronounced it as
something else.
As something else. Like, is that right or is it?
I don't know which one to choose.
I almost pronounced it as urethral. That's not the right word.
You guys have any? I think Spencer has Bitcoin.
I have some Bitcoin. I buy $3 worth of Bitcoin every week.
I have a friend who has some Ripple.
Ripple?
Mm-hmm.
That's not real.
I buy $3 worth of Ethereum and $3 worth of Bitcoin, which is not a lot. It's like less than a penny in their value or whatever.
I want to get better
every week because they won't notice $3. Because in my head, I'm like, maybe it'll be a thing. But it's kind of too late. Like, you had to invest it when it was, like, when people were still mining for it. Which, honestly, doesn't mean anything to you, but, like, it's...
I don't know what this is. Was that what a ruple is?
No.
Is that what you're is that the word you're telling me? A puro? A ruple?
A what?
What word were you... That you were like, what, you don't know that word?
Illyrium?
No, don't worry. No, I'm not even going to repeat it.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's gone. I know what word you're talking about, but no. Because I want you to be so spoiler-free. I almost regret even saying the word.
I forgot it. I tell you, I almost went into seeing Thor Ragnarok without knowing the Hulk was in it.
That would have been great. That would have been an awesome surprise.
Because they have a whole lead-up of, like...
I thought about that, yeah.
They had the whole lead-up of, like, who's he going to face? Who is that? Who's this
and
big
before
person?
That, you don't know... They don't really mention the Hulk at all.
They don't. It's like this impossible person to defeat. I would have been so fucking psyched. Oh, well.
I think that was the last movie I had to do a full, like, trailer breakdown for.
What do you mean?
For, like, the, you know, like, when we were SourceFed.
Oh, yes, trailer yes, breakdowns. Yes, yes, yes.
That was one of the last ones I had to, like, basically, like, uber spoil myself on. So it's,
I
like,
didn't know Thor Ragnarok came, the trailer came that.
Yeah?
Wow.
It was last year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, one trailer I will see, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Like the thing is, I'll watch any trailer once, preferably in a theater. That was my old policy. I used to watch one trailer at a movie theater of like a cool like new movie like the new Star Wars or you know the new like Avengers or whatever, and then I just wouldn't watch it again. So that way that way I get pumped for it. Oh. I'll get pumped for it, but then like you know by the time the actual movie comes out, I'll forgotten a lot of the little details. But you know at least I have that hype for it.
That's kind of what I've been doing lately too.
So I
watched the Star Wars one once and went oh
because that's the thing
okay.
is that
and
is
then
that,
was like that's it.
The first trailer for a movie usually spoils absolutely nothing. Usually it's just a bunch of cool looking shots.
Yeah,
and there's usually no like story involved, and usually they don't like you know put any like little tidbit spoilers in there. Usually the second trailer always spoils something. Especially these days, because like you know, you gotta get people to go to the movies. So, you know, you gotta show them something.
Spencer
never
watch
seen
all
before.
The trailers and then have them pause it when it's time to like.
You're done.
He did that to us for the three billboards. He's like, watch a trailer, and then we're watching it, and then he was just like, and that's it.
That's all you need
and
to see.
Like, oh, I bet I know what.
And
what
I was just
they,
like,
yeah.
oh, okay, I guess I need to go see this movie.
I have a it's not really a story time. It's just. Facts.
You're slowly morphing into Spencer.
Story time. He has that cadence in his voice. No, so Dark Knight, when The Dark Knight was coming out, I was obsessed. I was like, I'm going to watch everything. Uh-huh. And I did. I watched trailers in other languages. Just so I went deep into the website and I saw everything. And when I watched the movie and I came out, I did not like The Dark Knight.
Aww.
Because I came out with so high expectations and I had an idea of what I wanted it to be. And almost to the point where I could tell that they use a different take for one of Joker's lines.
Oh.
And I was like, that's not the take.
Yeah.
That's a bad take. The one in the trailer was
better.
That's what happens
with
you. When you start overanalyzing stuff, it can ruin everything.
It does. And I was like, the whole, even the way that they say it, the way that it's set up, that shot wasn't in the movie. Like, I got a different movie entirely.
I don't know if this shows my age or what, but the last movie I got that obsessive with, and then the same thing happened, was the Matrix sequels.
Because
they had a whole ARG.
Yeah.
They had side movies. They had games.
I remember
they had the whole thing.
It was intense.
And I was into it. I was just like, this is going to be the best movie. And it was definitely not.
I will say I enjoyed the second one.
I like the second one. The third one just went way off the rails.
Yeah, the third one goes there. There's like one or two cool like moments in the third one, but it doesn't make any sense.
Was the third one with the car chase on the top of the cars?
No, that's the second one.
That's the second one. That's one of the coolest scenes ever. Yeah, there's some really badass action.
Why didn't they bring back some of the things that they did in the one? Usually I don't like that, but like some of the.
Because they made their world too big.
Yeah, it's a giant simulation.
Yeah,
the architect showing up at the end. And honestly, I don't.
At that point, I was like, I don't know what's going on.
And even then, I don't remember the actual scene. I remember the Will Ferrell version of the scene. Like, that's my memory of the third one. It's Will Ferrell just being there. Just kind of like, and I'm like, oh yeah, it was real funny. I'm like, no, that wasn't really the movie star.
I'm sure a lot of people listening to this probably know about the fan theory about the Matrix, about the real like kind of like what it's really about.
Do you guys know about this?
Probably.
It's that basically.
I don't even know what the word is.
It's basically the main agent guy. I can't remember. Agent Smith. Basically, Agent Smith is actually like they talk about like the like you know the Messiah and like the Chosen One and all that stuff. The truth is, the Chosen One is actually Agent Smith.
Okay.
Explain.
There are articles out there about it. Basically, you know, if you listen to what they talk about in the movie, it's like there'll be someone born in the Matrix. Like Keanu Reeves' character wasn't actually born in the Matrix.
Right.
He was out. The agent character Smith,
was actually born.
He was actually born as a digital program, and you know it's very like Darth Vader-y. You know, like
okay.
It turns out Anakin is a chosen one, and
he did bring
balance to the Force, all that jazz. But yeah, that's kind of a
it's almost like
fan
he, his conflict there. And all that mm-hmm. brought you know
yeah
the I can see it
the end to the Matrix in one way or the other.
I had a professor who in college who sounded just like Agent Smith, and I used to trip me out. I couldn't
Mr.
take his class.
Anderson.
Yeah,
I couldn't take his class seriously because I was just like, "What the fuck is
Starling
happening?"
Hodge.
Yeah, same cadence, everything, and it was just like super nice though, but it was still like,
yeah. We got another question.
What's another question?
Wait, hold on one second.
Wait.
I need to answer the first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to answer
do this
it.
Sometimes.
It's all right. It's all right. I completely forgot.
Hold on one second.
I was thinking a little more big picture. I was thinking that you, so it's a video.
Yeah.
So basically you show, I'm not sure the exact figurehead you go to. But you go. It's somewhere. It's one of the high ranking members of like the you know the British Parliament or you know government whatever. Maybe it's Winston Churchill. Maybe it's someone else. But you basically send him like all the crazy shit that Hitler does, like little snippets, like over that you know the World War II, and you're like, kill that guy. Like again, this is way before you know he like probably like you know a decade before he even thinks about what you know doing what he's gonna
yeah.
do. So like do that. I'd do that.
Listen,
do
Mr.
Think,
Winston Churchill, here's a Nickelodeon.
Do you think Winston Churchill would understand what the video is?
Again, I don't know if Winston Churchill's the right one to go to. I don't know too much about
that.
Would change everything.
That would change a lot.
Yeah.
That would be all over. For all we know.
No, do yeah, it, someone else could rise. I mean,
for all we know, it's just like because, like, I mean, mind you, like you're kind of seeing it happen now with people going like Nazis, not so bad, man, and you're just like really, really. But I could like if you didn't have your big bad guy like that, maybe those philosophies would have like simmered out and like been taken more seriously. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like what's happening.
It's what's
right
happening
now
yeah. kind of thing.
It's
like,
bringing out people to you know, have talking points. Yeah. It's very unfortunate what's happening.
Yeah.
All right, we can continue.
Let's lighten up this mood.
Okay, everybody. What mythical beast do you wish was real? This is another question by Martin.
What mythical beast do I wish were real? My first thought was mermaids, to be honest.
Mermaids? Are we talking like cute mermaids or like creepy mermaids?
Like both.
Okay.
Mermaids.
Like different,
like a
different
whole,
races of mermaids?
There's a whole species of mermaids. Just mermaids. Like creatures that can communicate with us, because I bet we would not fuck up the ocean.
I listened to this podcast about P.T. Barnum. Barnum. P.T. Barnum.
Mm-hmm. Circus man.
That guy was a dick, first off.
Yeah, real bad.
And he just, like, fooled everybody thinking that, whatever. Anyway, they had a mermaid that this guy brought, and the mermaid was half salmon.
It was a skeleton, right?
It was a half salmon, and and they sewed it to an orangutan.
Ooh.
And they, like, dried it up, and it was, like, this weird thing. And he brought all this people to come and see it.
You know what, though? Back then, I would have believed that. There's no internet. There's no Snopes.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah.
Is he fooled people.
So you see it, and you're like, well, I guess it's real.
He had this person who was supposed to be, like, 200 years old. And then, like, it went for 2 or 3 weeks, people came to visit it. And then admission went down. And then he wrote an article to say that the thing was fake. He's like, oh, no, that woman isn't 150 years old. She's actually just 60. But what happened was people read that, and they're like, wait a second. I saw that woman. She doesn't look fake to me. She looks real. And then they went back again to double check.
Wow. Well, yeah. What would that – he's the one who coined, sucker born every day or something like that?
I think so.
Probably, yeah.
But what creature would you bring back, though?
A mythical beast. Let's see. I don't know.
There's so many.
I guess
– You got your unicorns.
Oh, that's true.
You got your
Are we talking traditional?
Well, what are you talking about?
I don't know. There's a lot of crazy sci-fi beasts out there.
You got some sphinxes. You got some banshees.
I'm thinking let's keep it traditional.
Okay.
Keep it traditional. Let's not go too crazy.
But there's traditions all over the place. It depends on who you're asking.
No, yeah. I'm talking about like I couldn't bring back like Godzilla.
No.
Godzilla is, I mean,
you could. It is a mythical
creature. Why do you
want
to bring back Godzilla?
You could bring back Godzilla. Why not?
No, I was putting that out as an option.
I mean, you got all your Potter creatures, too.
That's
true.
What's
his name? You really want to go in
there. Dopey? Doofy? Dobby?
Dobby?
Dobby.
I wouldn't want Dobbies.
Well, I'm trying to think of one.
I don't want
I'm trying to think,
cells.
I'm trying to think
like
of one that I could bring back and would be like, you know, one I could probably ride, and two would be like a friendly.
A Pegasi?
I think I have an answer here. Someone responded to this question. Marie says, does Falcor count?
You can have a Falcor.
I think that's, yeah, sure.
That'd be a great option. I just saw that movie a couple months ago.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Wow.
And goddamn, there is one scene that is very, very sad.
The horse
when
scene?
I was
yes,
yep.
The horse scene is so sad.
I watched it once as a kid, never seen it again. I don't have a memory of the movie. All I remember is that movie made me really upset. So I have not seen it again. I don't know anything about it. I just know
the performance that horse gives.
I just know that movie makes me move. That movie makes me sad and scared. I have that as like an innate feeling of the movie. Don't know anything about it. About a little boy riding a monster dog man. That's about it. But I just know that movie's sad. I don't ever want to watch that.
You know, I take it back. So I was talking about getting, a mythical creature like a friendly dragon I could ride or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go with like some sort of Kraken or Leviathan.
Oh shit!
So literally
a giant
sea creature that every once in a while will just show up and like we get video of it, we can see it, and you know we can study it. Maybe it takes on a few ships every once in a while, but like it's just this it's just this massive like old god. It's just like wow, like that thing's crazy looking.
I think I want Mothra.
Dope.
Mothra?
Want a Mothra? A big old moth?
Well, Mothra is like one of the good ones in the Godzilla universe.
That's true. We did
find
that out.
Yeah. Probably show up.
See, I want like the little girl stuff. I want a unicorn. Give me unicorns and Pegasus.
What about a little elf?
Give me some fairies.
Santa elf.
Some elves.
Fairy.
I want some fairies. Although fairies are tends to be tricksters, but like still, bring me some fairies. We'll learn some lessons. You know, we'll learn not to do bad things or wish for the wrong things.
That's true.
You know,
they're kind of like Mr. Anderson. Oh, Mr. Smith.
Yeah. You gotta be careful what you wish for.
He's the bad guy.
But then maybe they're also like Tinkerbell, where you get the fairy dust and like you think of happy things and you fly. I don't know.
Oh, I wish I could fly. Everyone wants to be able to fly.
I'm trying to think of other magical.
Why can't we think of any magical creatures?
No, I mean, yeah, we got. I mean, there's griffins. Griffins are cool.
Griffins would be cool. Griffins
Chimeras,
would be pretty dope. Sphinxes
Minotaurs.
Would be dope because then if you answered the riddles wrong, you died. It'd be
what's
a different level of HQ trivia?
What's the difference between a fairy and a pixie?
I don't know. One of them.
I think pixies are more creatures.
Aren't pixies like, a little meaner? Sort of.
Yeah, I've heard pixies. They're like actual little like think of like little.
Like little gremlins.
Little gremlin things, but they're tiny. While fairies are like either shown as just a light, like they're just like a spirit, or they're like
the Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell, where they're like little people. But for the most part, I think even fairies are supposed to just be like spirits. In traditionally.
Right.
That you don't fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will fuck with you if you fuck with fairies. Like, you don't mess with fairies.
Well.
Banshees just scream and you die.
We don't want banshees. Let's not bring in banshees.
Banshees just scream annoying.
I don't
and
even
die.
Like it when... No, I don't want to say that. I'm going to get hate for that if I say something I don't want to say. Let's see. Do we have anything else here? There's no more questions. We're on
the
paywall.
Really? There's no more questions?
Okay, there are more questions. That's not true.
I was going to say, I'm like...
Okay, let's do a quick round and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
What do you people think your name is based on? What do you think? Hold on, shit.
what do
people think your name is based on what you look like?
Oh, what?
Wait, what? Does that make sense?
So like, wait, what is it? What do other people think our name is based on?
What do people
off
think
of?
Your name is based on what you look like?
I don't care.
Is my brain broken?
Hold on, let me
read this. Wait, does it maybe it's asking if
I'm sorry, Abang Panoy.
Does our name, like when people hear our name, do we look like our name?
What do people think your name is based on what you look like?
I don't.
Say that again. For some reason, it makes sense when you say it.
What do you think your name is based on? Hold on. I just messed up. What do people think your name is based on what you look like?
So, what do you people think my name means based on
how
I look?
No. If I didn't know what your name is, Luis, and I see you, what do I think your name is? What would I guess your name would be? That's how I interpret that question.
Okay, let's go with that.
It's really interesting.
That's hard because I know your name.
I know it is hard.
So it's like being like, what else would I?
You need to think of like what a complete stranger would think your.
So
I don't know. Honestly, I think your name is like probably like Carlos or something. I don't know.
Carlos?
Like you look Latin, but you don't look like I don't know what.
I had a woman ask me if I was Armenian. She was like, do you understand
what I'm
talking about?
You don't have enough
hair. I don't know. This is an older woman. She's like having a ball
if
talking
you had
Armenian.
If you had a full on beard, like a full beard, then I'd be like, maybe.
I can't grow a beard. I
but
won't.
Like, yeah, that's why I was just
Carlos.
I can see Carlos, but that's because I know your name is Luis. So like the secondary name, I'm like, what's another Luis sounding name?
I'd have to go by Carl.
Carl?
You go by Carl?
Carl.
Carl!
Oh.
Carlos?
Yeah, see, Carlos.
Coco.
Classic Latino name? Like, that's just...
Tim.
Like, if your name was Bob or something, I'd be like, what?
I wish I had a simple name like that, because then people won't be like,
Luis
what are you
is
saying?
A simple name!
Yeah, but I say Luis, and they're like, Reese? No, Luis.
I guess I'm from Miami, so in my head I'm like, Luis is like.
And
like,
actually, I'm saying it in an Americanized way because I think in Luis. Spanish it's supposed to be like Luis.
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 And so when I say it to Mexicans, I'm like, hi, I'm Luis. They're like, what? You mean Luis? I'm like, yeah, that's it. And then if I go to somebody else, I'm like, hi, I'm Luis. They're like, Reese? Mies? Like, aww. No, it's Luis. And so I'm just like, can you just call me Tom?
But I would be so thrown off.
I'm Tom.
Tom, I'd be like, all right.
It's like, no, you're not.
You can't mistake a Tom.
Tom, in my head, does not look like you.
I know, but what? That's a very
and
simple
then I'm imagining
Bob,
your family
Tom.
Trying to say, like, Tom?
Tom, Tom?
Tom?
Ven aquí, Tom.
Tomas.
Tomas.
You'd be Tom, Tomas. Tom. Yeah. Because I get shit like from my family. Like apparently when my mom named me Star, they were like, Star? Star? Because it's like, it's a long ah.
Yeah, it's not Star.
And she's like, no. And even then she's like, yeah, it's Stalin.
Stalin.
But because she knew how it would sound in an American accent. So
right.
She's like, oh, that works.
Brett.
Brett? I don't know. Like, you look like a Brett.
How about James?
James? It's not bad.
Okay.
People say that you act a certain way.
Based on your name?
Based on your name.
Yeah.
You
I
think
believe
that's
that.
True?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Maybe.
Like, because maybe. I'm Luis, I act a certain way because of that.
Yeah.
That is the craziest thing.
If my name wasn't Starlene, I don't think I'd have.
Like, if your name was
I
Valencia,
am, like,
would you act differently?
Valencia?
Yeah.
Probably.
Hmm.
When you say that, my first thought was like I'd be a bit more plastica. That was the thought.
Well, here's an idea. We can just take it a little closer to home. Like, what are your parents' names? Because then you can kind of get it.
My
more
mom's
of a
name
gauge.
Is Selma.
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 Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's kind of cool.
What's your dad's name?
My dad's. Oh, we got very Mexican names. My dad's name is Pedro. Pedro. Oh,
Pedro.
Pedro. And then my other brother. I have two older brothers.
I have a cousin Pedro.
My oldest brother is Pedro.
No, I have a cousin Pablo. Oops.
Pablo.
Yeah, cousin Pablo.
Pedro, and my other brother is Raul.
Nice.
Nice.
And then Luis.
So yeah, my dad's name is John.
Classic.
Pretty classic. And my mom's name is Beverly.
Beverly.
I don't know why my thought was, before you said it, I was just like, Deborah. Like, that's in the range.
I like Beverly.
Beverly's lovely.
Beverly's a good name.
I have
all
a topic,
sorts.
But I don't want to talk about it.
I have also, my grandma's name was Sarah. My grandpa on my mom's side was Ramon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's islands, man. It's all mixed up.
I always liked my grandpa's name and then he's named after him as my cousin, Ruben.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a good name.
Ruben. You know, it'd be funny to have a family that's like, because my mom's name is Margarita. So.
Oh.
Yeah, you have Margarita and her son could be Ruben, and then it would be like, you know, a food family.
like Dragon Ball?
What do you mean like Dragon Ball?
Oh, right. I forgot
that. Almost all the characters' names and all the Saiyans, they're all, it's food-based.
What?
Yeah.
Goku? Vegeta?
What do you think Vegeta is? Think about it.
Vegeta?
Like vegetables?
Vegetables.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't be saying... Oh, no, look, it's vegetables.
Yes, it's vegetables.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What,
Bulma,
like...
Bulma means bloomers, like underwear. They're all based on weird-ass names.
You can't be...
Well, wait, there's Gohan. I don't know what Gohan is.
Gohan, I think, is some type of food, too. But Chi-Chi is milk.
What about Trunks?
What the fuck?
Chi-Chi is straight up, like, what you think it is. Chi-Chi is milk.
Huh.
Look out, milk. Here comes vegetable.
Yeah.
Get out of the way, pants.
I think, hold on. Like, I'm trying to remember the other ones, but they're all like food.
Well, isn't Goku like literally like angel or like god or something like that?
I think that one's based off like the myth, but like almost all the other characters. I think Roshi is also like a food.
Interesting.
Hold on. I'm going to do this quick because this is important to me.
All right. Well, let's keep this very slow, rapid fire section going.
Okay. We're going to get one more because I got to go soon. I got a. What? We're just gonna go to hard questions. We're going to hard question round. What are people's?
Okay, wait.
Oh no, we're gonna do
real
that
quick,
one.
Real quick. So Saiyan is a rearranging of Japanese words, yasai, which means vegetables. So even Saiyan is vegetables. Tuffle. There's a character named Tuffle, means fruit. Namekin is a shortening of the word slug. I guess you could eat that. Majin translates to demon. Most of the Saiyans, they're all like food pun names. Like Bardock is like, there's a vegetable called that. Borgos is potato. Broly is broccoli. Like they're all like Kakarot.
This is a goddamn
Kakarot,
mess.
Kakarot, which is Goku's original name, is carrot.
Oh. No, you can't call someone carrot. Kakarot, carrot.
Okay.
Nappa is grape leaves. Raditz is a radish.
We're talking VeggieTales here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just like a big inside joke that
Gohan,
just kept running with.
Gohan,
the animators.
Gohan means rice.
Oh.
Rice, here comes vegetable. Look out for the carrot.
And,
oh, no, peas.
And then pan means bread, you know.
They do like eating
Chi-Chi's
food
milk.
That show.
They do like eating
but
food.
But Bulma is underwear brassiere, and all her kids is trunks, like underwear trunks. And so she switched it from the vegetables to like, no, let's do all the underwear.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yamcha means tea. Krillin is chestnut.
Yamcha.
You remember Yamcha?
Yeah, I do. So yeah. I could be like, one Yamcha.
Easy. Well, it's like, it translates to drink tea.
Oh.
Yamcha means drink tea.
Yamcha. So
yeah.
If
so
I
it's
bring
all
you
food.
Yamcha.
It's all food because it's cute and it's fun. And that's, I would do naming like that. I had a character in high school named Popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
just drawing.
Cute. Popcorn. Because it was. What are your favorite words to say?
Favorite words?
Favorite words? I like saying refrigerator in Spanish because it took me a long time to figure out how to say it right, so it's fun.
Refrijador.
Refrijadora.
Refrijadora.
Refrigerador.
You know, it's a hard
while.
Word. It's a hard word for me to say is película.
Película. Oh, wow.
Película.
That's a, película.
It's a movie.
Movie.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Película. Vamos a movies. Película. Película. It sounds like vampire.
Película.
It's like Dracula.
Película. I made this question.
You did?
You made this
question. I like words that are over the B.
That what?
Let's start. What am I?
Start with the B?
Yeah. Oh my God. I just lost my mind.
B or V?
Yeah. B. Like blood. And boy, and baby. There's something with the plosives with the B.
I like rolling R's.
Big boy.
Big boy, blood, and babies, and babies. Bugs, blood.
Babies.
I like perro. I like rolling R's.
Perro. Carro.
Refri. That's all rolling R's.
Repeat after us.
Refrigerador.
Carro. Your turn.
Yeah, everything about that is because you have to roll your R to get the right pronunciation
right.
for that word. So I think I like that's why I like it so much.
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. You know, do you like the coming in?
I don't know. I think I just like hippos.
Maybe the hippopotamus. Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus.
You know, hippos kill more people every year than sharks.
Everything?
Yeah. Pretty much.
They're dangerous motherfuckers.
That's why everybody's all excited about little Fiona, the baby hippo, and there's some zoo right now that has a baby hippo Fiona.
Yeah, man, don't get close to those
And everyone's
things.
Really excited
they
about it because
it's
cute.
They will tear you in half.
But I was just like, Fiona's going to be mean mm-hmm. when she gets up.
Guys, don't get next to hippopotamuses or hippopotami.
Yeah,
they're going to kill
them.
You.
They'll kill you real fast.
And we're going to have to wrap up this podcast because, one, I got to go. And, two, I'm on 10% on my laptop.
Oh, no. So we have to go.
Yeah. So if this dies, we might lose this entire podcast.
Wow. That'd be something.
Oh, that's bad. Okay. All right. Bye.
Oh, wait. Plugs. You want plugs? You want plugs?
Plugs?
Star? Plugs?
On my social media. You know what? My social media is sign up for HQ Trivia and use the code name Starline. Because I need those free lives. So do that for me. Por favor. Thank you.
Por favor. Brett?
You can find me on Instagram at Houston Brett. That's my last name.
You better follow him on Instagram, Whistlers.
wait. Whistlers?
Yeah, that's...
We Stayed Late, WSL.
We Stayed Late, WSL. That's the first time I've really kind of used it freely.
Clever.
Yeah. Don't thank me. Thank the Slack. There's some smart bunch of people there. And what am I kicking to?
How about subscribe to the YouTube channel?
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Don't subscribe to me or my social media. Just subscribe to the YouTube channel. I got nothing going on.
We literally can't do live streaming until we get 1,000.
That's true.
So we want to do
please
that.
Please sign up.
So please sign up.
I don't know what to post anymore. Remember that? I made a post on that on Instagram. I said, I don't know what to post
And I
anymore.
Said, post your cats.
And I did.
And then you did. And I was just like, yes, this is it. Quality
like,
content.
Quality content.
Yeah, just more of this always. Like,
I can't have my Instagram be filled with cats.
Why not?
I should just have a cat Instagram.
Well, you can do that
so
too.
Oh, so that's why you started posting all the cats.
I mean,
it could just be your cat. Your Instagram is your cat. Look, it's fine. No one will complain. Literally no one will be like, why are you only posting cats?
Someone's going to get upset. You know what I don't like people posting is, I don't like people posting babies all the time.
Babies?
We're gonna. This is a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other podcast.
We're gonna talk about that next time.
When we just
babies.
The next episode, we're just gonna roll right into talking about this.
Yeah, you know what I don't like talking about.